I bought a 4-year-old kumquat tree for my wife for Tu B'Shvat from a non-religious nursery. It lives inside a movable pot. I understand from a discussion with a religious gardener that since I do not know what happened in the nursery, they could have grown it in the large pot for 4 years, or they could have transferred it, thus causing akira at some stage, that there are many problems involved with eating the fruit. Could the rabbi please clarify at what stage I'll be allowed to eat the fruit? Furthermore, can I move it around the house without a problem? And also, can I simply throw away any fruit that falls off the tree? Thank you. T. Gordon from Yerushalayim. This I can't answer this question because there are very many factors and variables here. First of all, what is the pot made of? Is there a hole in the bottom of the pot? Was it grown in this pot in the house, outside the house? What kind of floor is in the house? Is there a carpet on the floor? Is it in the first floor, second floor? All these things are significant factors to decide if these fruits are in fact orla or not orla, as well as moving it around the floor in the house. If you don't pick it up off the floor and put it on something that separates it from the ground, that should not be a problem until you can tell a competent Orthodox rabbi all of the specific details. You shouldn't eat the fruit, and getting rid of it is fine. You can keep the tree. There's no problem of keeping the tree. The question is only the permissibility of the fruit. So you should approach a competent Orthodox rabbi who you can speak to face to face, who can ask you all of the details, and then we'll determine for you at what point the fruit becomes mutter to eat.